Peters considered the letter a not very successful piece of double talk. Nonetheless, it managed to salvage his job at the University of Rochester. He soon realized, however, that without access to classified research and government research projects, his career in America was at a dead end. Late in 1949, the State Department refused to issue him a passport when he expressed the intention of going to India. The following year, the State Department relented, and Peters accepted a teaching position at Bombay's Tata Institute of Fundamental Research. But in 1955, after the State Department refused to reissue his passport, Peters finally took German citizenship. In 1959, he and Hannah moved to Niels Bohr's Institute in Copenhagen, where he spent the rest of his career. Peters had it easy compared to Bohm and Lomanitz. More than a year later, they were both indicted for contempt of Congress. After Bohm was arrested on December 4, 1950, and released on $1,500 bail, Princeton suspended him from all his teaching duties and even barred him from setting foot on the campus. 6 months later, he was tried and acquitted. Even so, Princeton decided not to renew Bohm's teaching contract when it expired that June.